Bitty von, bitty von, bitty von, bon, 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 bon.
Hey there, lads, it's your old pal, the Angry Leprechaun, and today we're going to roast up some redheads right here on the fire. So let's get started and look at some dating profile pictures and roast them right up on the spit. Alright, here we go. Nothing says a class act like a big old chest tattoo, stamped right there for all to see, and posing in front of a whole row of bongs. Well, that's a package party just waiting to happen. Let's see if she's got any other pictures. Here's a pro tip for you. If you don't have the body to wear skin-tight clothing, don't wear skin-tight clothing. Let's see what our next dating profile is. Holy hell in a hand grenade. Well, this looks a bit like Brian Seltzer dressed up like a woman, you know, the guy from CNN. I find the haircut quite interesting. She's got like a, or he maybe, has got a Karen haircut on the left side and a bit of, well, I can't say it, but let's just say a dictator from Germany in the 1930s haircut on the other side. Well, let's see if she has any more pictures to show us. Well, that's so much better, ain't it? And let's see, oh, she's got a little star map there. Well, follow the Lucky Charm map down into the, you know, the bits there that's hiding under the shirt. Yeah, that looks like a party waiting to happen. Another party and another chest tattoo lady. Let's see what our next photos bring. Well, here we go. A woman wearing a stupid hat. That's what these millennials do these days. They find hats and they put them on like they're wearing like hats from the 1800s. Let's see if we got any other pictures of her to look at. And she's wearing another hat here, completely different. Don't you just love how if you were going out with this lady, she's just blowing all her money on stupid hats? And look at those eyes. Well, those eyes are the eyes of a woman who will roast up your bunny, put your bunny in a pot when you come home. So you better be careful. That one's a little bit crazy. Let's go to our next profile. Well, that's a natural color red there, ain't it? I believe that's a shade of clown red. And another one with tattoos on the chest there. More stars. I guess this is a thing to get, like, the Lucky Charms there stamped on your chest. Let's see if she's got any more pictures to look at. Well, she's classing it up here, you know. This is, she's gone to work and she's thrown that cardigan over her tattoos there. Yeah, that'll class it up there. They won't notice that clown-colored hair up top, no. They'll be distracted by your nice cardigan that's all business-like. Alright, let's take a look at the next profile. Holy hell, I think this is a cousin of mine there, hiding there in the dark and, oh, more tattoos. These redhead ladies, they like to tattoo themselves all up. Let's see if they got any more pictures here of this fine-looking lady. Ah, well, I think we better about go back to the last picture. I preferred it better when the lights were turned down a little bit more dim, don't you think? All right, let's look at the next picture. Oh my God, is this even a woman? This is like Sven from Sweden.
Sven from Sweden.
And another chest tattoo there. What does it say? Well, she's a dreamer. She's dreaming of not looking like a big scary Sven from Sweden there.
Sven from Sweden.
Let's see if she's got another picture to look at. Oh, that's so much better. Pull the hair back. She looks like she's in the shower. Oh, you know, if you were texting this fine-looking lass, Sven from Sweden, you know, she might send you some pictures that would be a little bit lower so you get to see the Oh, Monty there, don't you want to see that? Oh, I bet you do, don't you?
Friend from Sweden.
All right, let's see what the next picture is. All right, well, this one is putting the Irish stereotypes to bed with a big old four-leaf clover there hanging off her neck. And she's got like an eraser head up there. I can just flip her over and rub her head against a paper. If I make a mistake while doing some math problems, I just flip her over and rub her head against the paper and erase it right off there. Let's see if she's got any other pictures. Oh, look at this. Well, she's got an OnlyFans. Well, I wonder what her OnlyFans account is called. It's probably called Eraserhead. And here's another thing you gotta look out for, fellas. Who the hell took the picture? It wasn't her. It's probably her boyfriend. Let's go to the next profile. I don't even know what to make of this. She's got like fish sticks hanging out of her mouth there. She's trying to eat pink ribbons or something. I'm not sure which. I promise you I didn't do this. This is right from this woman's profile. She decided to put pink ribbons all over her face. Like they look like fish. Like she's eating fish sticks. Let's see what other kind of pictures she's got. Well, this looks like Walt Disney just threw up all over her. She's got every color represented, including that quite unnatural shade of red up top there. It's kind of like a big sponge that she put up there on top of her head and dyed it red. Well, let's see if we have any more profiles. Alright, well, this one, she's got like a Minnie Mouse thing going on there, putting her little fake red hair up there in a bun. You know, these women, if they're going to get red hair, at least get red hair that looks a little bit real, not this grotesque shade of a pinkish, reddish, whatever. And if you notice, fellas, she's got some more chest tattoos. You know, maybe you can rent out to space there and do some advertising on them big old milkers, eh? Let's see if she's got any other pictures to look at. Alright, well, I don't know what to quite make of that nose. It kind of looks like she has a ball sack hanging off the end of it there. Like a little tiny ball sack. Maybe she should go see a doctor and get that removed. I mean, imagine walking around through life with a little tiny ball sack hanging off the end of your nose there. That must be... Well, it must be difficult. So I can kind of understand why you'd want to get the tattoos and the bright, obnoxious red and pink hair to distract people from looking at the little tiny balls hanging off the end of your nose. Alright, let's see if she's got any more pictures. Oh, this is a different lady. We left old ball sack back in the last ones. Alright, well, this one, she's got like a pink hair, pinkish red, I guess. I don't know what you'd call it. It looks... Well, she looks like she's tanned, and let's see if she's got any other pictures. Oh my God! Well, could you even... Let me just go back to the last one. Is this even the same woman? Is it the same woman? Yeah, sure is. Well, she put them filters to work, didn't she? Well, I tell you, you roll up, you're thinking you're getting that, and open the door, and you get that one. Oh boy, oh boy. Ain't online dating so much fun, fellas? Ain't it so much fun? Let's see if we have any more profiles to look at of these lovely red-headed ladies. Alright, this one. She's like a red-headed Ruth Bader Ginsburg here with her pearls and glasses from 1952. Or maybe it's 1957. Whichever, it don't really matter. And, yeah. Redhead Beta Ginsburg. That'll be her nickname going forward. See if she has any other pictures we can look at here. Ah, Black Lives Matter. Well, you know what else matters? My eyes. I can't look at you anymore, so I'm going to move on. And I believe this is the last profile. Well, we got Emo Vampira here, looking all just happy as could be to be on a dating site. Don't you just want to ask her out? She looks like she's so much fun. She'd probably talk to you about, you know, how depressed she is and how you need to be better in life and and talk to you about all kinds of woke things and things you need to do to make her happy. Let's see, maybe Vampira here has a picture of her smiling. Let's take a look. What do you think? No, not really. I mean, I guess that's a smile. That's like a half smile. Well, I think we'll just wrap it up right there with the tattooed vampire with her big old milkers hanging out there. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Roasting Redheads with your host, the Angry Little Leprechaun. Come back next time and we'll roast up some more. Take care for now. Bye, lads. Take care.